This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Have a goal to accomplish something, and you make that goal so bold it's almost impossible, but it makes you better. Is that a good idea? We're going to talk about that today on the What's On Your Mind, the Vision Zero effort. Zero fatalities, zero excuses that the North Dakota Highway Patrol, North Dakota Department of Transportation, and the Department of Health are undertaking. Some of their experts will join us later this hour to talk about it. Part of this effort will be the legislature being encouraged to change the law so when you are traveling without a seatbelt on in North Dakota, law enforcement officers could issue a ticket to you for not wearing one. In other words, make it a mandatory offense. We are one of 15 states in the country that have a secondary seatbelt law. The governor said he would absolutely support a primary seatbelt law. When this Vision Zero effort was announced, the declaration drew applause. So folks liked it there. I want to know if it gains applause with you. Seems to me one of those North Dakota things where we just say, you know, don't tell me to wear a seatbelt. I know I should wear a seatbelt. I think it's a good idea to wear a seatbelt, and most often or not, I will. But don't tell me to do it. And I don't know. I have to tell you, I have evolved on this issue. I love freedom. I love personal liberty. But I also love life. And when you hear, as I have directly from law enforcement officers, who tell stories about what they encounter in car accidents, and I think... I'll just build a scenario for you. You've got a family, a husband and a wife, and say three younger children, and dad is a salesman, and he's out there on the road and doesn't wear a seatbelt. Gets in an accident. Chances of a fatality way higher. In this case, he dies. Law enforcement officer comes upon that, sees the dad dead, has to dispatch an officer to go to the home and tell the mother and these three young children they don't have a dad anymore. Yes, it was his decision not to wear one, but maybe he thinks differently if it's a mandatory law like the other 35 states. Why not? Because the law enforcement officers will tell you what the fatalities they see and the terrible things they see. I don't remember the exact percentages we'll ask today. Way higher when a seatbelt is not used. I think we all know that. That's just sort of, that's a duh, isn't it? Wouldn't we call that a duh, Todd? It's sort of a duh moment. You know, nobody really argues that, hey, you don't really need to wear a seatbelt. What's the big deal, right? It's more a liberty question.
Right.
Wear one if I want to. Don't make it the law.
Kelly, motorcyclists and helmets, same thing. You know, you're safer wearing the helmet, but some just simply don't want to and don't feel like they should be mandated to do it.
So I want to talk a little bit about that and what you feel, and I'll keep a tally on what you think about that, and we're going to talk with them a little bit. But it doesn't have to be a whole show, but we'll do that for a little bit. We have the guests at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, I want to talk about a story down in Richland County that is disturbing. I don't know if you've heard about this all across the state, but I'll put it into a nutshell for you. High school down there where some parents recently complained that their children were subjected to some kind of a hazing incident. I haven't necessarily seen that word being used, but bullying, hazing, whatever. I mean, inappropriate at a minimum. These are students at Richland 44 Junior and Senior High School, which would be down at Colfax, North Dakota. And the students already are being offered counseling services, outside counseling services, because of these allegations. And you had younger boys, I understand 7th or 8th grade age, who would go into a locker room, they'd shut the lights off, and the older boys, like junior and senior, would assault these younger boys, where they and by assault, I'm going to say not physically, but sexually, all right? So they were the allegation that's being investigated now is that they were sticking their thumb in a place it really shouldn't go in these boys. All right? Now, that's about a sick and twisted kind of thing I could ever think of. And, you know, I was around hockey players for 18 years at the University of North Dakota. I never remember one saying, okay, we got these freshmen coming in, and so let's turn the lights off, and let's stick our thumbs up there, you know. I mean,
That would have been suggested, you would have been an outcast instantly.
I don't know who thinks it. Well, evidently it was, and I don't know. I mean, we've talked with the superintendent there, and he's not saying a lot because he says he can't say a lot because there's an investigation underway about this. But clearly, if they did investigate it at the school, and now they're, inviting in the Richland County Sheriff's Department to do a more thorough criminal investigation on this, there's something that happened. The reason I bring it up is not necessarily to try and understand chapter and verse what happened down there. That'll come from the investigation. It's more to ask you, and we'll do this next hour, just, you know, if anybody can help me understand how anyone thinks this is a good idea and what you would do if you were a parent. Now, there's talk of how this has really divided the town, divided the community, divided the school. How that could divide anybody, I don't know, because I guess to be divided means one side thinks this is okay, and what divided you how? I one side being mad at another, maybe, but, you know, again, if this happened and involved my son, as in one of the perpetrators, I'd be on the side of the parents who were upset that their sons were violated. I wouldn't be on the side of, hey, come on, it's what they do. So I don't get it. I really don't. And sorry, but this says a little about our society that this is thought to be okay when it gets to that level. I just don't comprehend it. So anyway, we'll do that. And then we also have a story from an individual that is going through an incredible situation with U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And that's probably happened to you too, but there's a deadline coming up, and I just, if you've ever had an issue with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, listen, just stay tuned, because we're going to tell you a story today that will be unbelievable. All right, now here's how you join us, and I'm going to start a tally. You can text us 367-2054 by cell. Todd's is 226-8503. I'm Scott Hillen, Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio Guy. Here, Manny will answer your calls when you call. You might want to remind him to stay out of the carpool lane, because it cost him $150 yesterday when you call. And I see that one of our fine listeners caught me driving in the North Dakota version of a carpool lane. And
you weren't hogging that lane, were you?
Sent Todd a picture of me on the road. That was a little creepy, actually, which ended up from a text.
I've had that happen before, where I look on Facebook and here's somebody having taken a picture of me driving in the, you know, wherever. It is kind of creepy.
It is. I was driving home last night after a great time at the Egg Show in Minot. Looking forward, by the way, to the K-Fire Agri International coming up early in February as well, to see all those fine farmers and ranchers, growers, producers. Love seeing you. Had a great time up there. But I was cruising back in last night, and in West Fargo, it goes from 80 to 65 to 55, right? And so I'm still in West Fargo, and it happens pretty quick. I go down to 55, and I have this trucker on my hind end like you can't believe. Right, and again, it said 55. I went down to 55. So he gets right in my hind end, a big semi. Then he comes around me and gets in front of me and slows way down, like under 55, like to say, see what you did to me? I'm like, I'm going the speed limit, sir. So I thought about taking a picture of his truck, to tell you the truth, and putting that on Facebook. So,
yeah, there you go.
This guy shouldn't be driving, but I just thought, yeah, everybody has a bad day. I'll let that one go. But anyway, that was a funny photo. So text Todd with the pictures of me on the road if you want. I Spy 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Simple question.
It turned into a contest, by the way.
It did, yeah. We have fun contests here. Simple question, are you okay with a mandatory seatbelt law? North Dakota 115 with a secondary law. It's a law in North Dakota to buckle up, but it is an offense they will only ticket you for if they pull you over for something else. Mandatory, okay, in the name of zero, getting to zero. And I want to talk with these folks a little bit about the goal of zero as well. So should be rather interesting. Looking forward to that conversation. You can also call us, and we prefer that because we love the conversations here on What's on Your Mind. And that is simply 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, we were at Friday, if you remember, at Sonic, giving away chances at the big game. Number 52, names in the bowl. We're doing that at Butler Machinery in Fargo today from 11 to 1 again. 10 more chances to win. And then tomorrow, Fargo Air Museum, 6 final chances to win. Doors open at 6 p.m.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're walking around with knee pain, I don't know why. There's help. Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. If you've got pain in your knees, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, must attend stem cell therapy. Educational seminars are going on. You can find solutions for your pain and cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. I've done this. Seminars are going on in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, so you're not too far away. Sign up at 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560. 973-1560 or go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com. You can learn more. stemcelltherapyforpain.com and start living life once again.
Mandatory seatbelt law. Good idea, bad idea? Texter says, Scott, you make me furious with an exclamation point. Only one, though. I've had three, four, five, four. There are people who have survived by not wearing one. And those lives, are those lives less valuable? Freedom above the nanny state. Okay, there are people who have survived not wearing them. True. But would they have, I hope you're not trying to say they would have been worse off if they had the seatbelt on, because that's, by statistics, just provably wrong. Can you survive without wearing one? Sure. So that's the idea. I'm just saying lives are that valuable if it's better. So respect the difference of opinion, but I'm all about freedom. I am. I mean, the nanny state argument to me sort of goes away because you could say, well, I want to be free to drive 150. I'm in a hurry. And I realize the reason you can is because you can harm someone else versus just harm only yourself. So that does make it different, but we do draw the line somewhere. 35 states have said it's okay. 15 said we'll make it secondary. Here is another texter. Mandatory seatbelt laws I am against for one reason. It gives law enforcement officers another reason to randomly pull people over, basically a fishing expedition. Hmm. Well, if that's your worry, and look, I have no doubt that, you know, that happens. I don't think it's prevalent in law enforcement. I think our law enforcement, 99.9% of the time, acting above the law. We are all human, so people mess up. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. But if you're worried about being the subject of a fishing expedition, under that scenario, just wear the seatbelt. You'll be safer on the road, and there won't be as much worry. Neil in Jamestown, what's your take on this?
Yes, I have a comment. Back in the 70s and 80s, when I belonged to a Bait of North Dakota, we always used the term, don't legislate, educate. And that's the way I feel about seatbelt laws. Rather than fine people for not having one, educate them as to the benefits and use of them. That's all I have today. Thank you.
Well, it's good, Neil. It's a good point. And I think they do. I think that's one of the reasons seatbelt use has certainly increased, because they've done a good job of doing it. But again, what's motivated me to sway to the other side on this issue, because I've been where the folks that disagree are, is the conversations with the people who actually have to attend, paramedics, emergency response folks, the firefighters, the highway patrol, the sheriff. I've heard their stories, and they're the ones that have to go tell the families you've lost a loved one, and more often than not, it's because the person didn't have a seatbelt on. So we're educating, but we still need to upgrade the legislate part a little bit, I believe. DJ in Central North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to speak a little bit about the seatbelt laws in regards to personal experience. I'm a former military police officer, and I've been on both sides of this, where as a military police officer dealing with situations and safety, but also lost my wife in an automobile accident, in which case the seatbelt most likely would have done no good, as it was basically an instant kill from a side impact. She tried to take a ditch, but it did no good. The seatbelt would have done no good. But this question is not about seatbelts. This is about your freedom. And is it next you're going to be told you have to be strapped in? In fact, as a former soldier fighting for everyone's rights to say what they want to say, just remember that it has to be about a freedom. It has to be about your freedom to make a decision for your own life without others dictating what you must do. We all have to live as a country making the decisions to live properly, free, and without encumbering other people or impeding other people or degrading other people. We must learn to live in harmony. I couldn't have held grudges and been vindictive and lived a happy life after the death of my wife had I chose to do so, to be vindictive. It would have done me no good for my future productive life and happiness.
Right, and in your case, you said the seatbelt wasn't a factor, but if it had been.
It was a factor in many ways. In fact, it was a factor immediately in, was she wearing a seatbelt? Did she always wear a seatbelt? Do you know, did she buckle up every day? I eventually, you know, I had to say no, of course. This was her choice, and she chose not to buckle up every day.
But your point is you don't feel differently whether she did or would have hadn't, even if it had been a reason.
Sir, my point is it must be about freedom, not dictation from someone else's authority. It must be about freedom that we have the choice to be able to be free and go and do as we choose, not be dictated to how, when, why.
Well, I think you've done as about as good a job as anybody could do to advocate for the other side of this argument. And I appreciate your service. And,
thank you. Thank you. Appreciate having a voice for a moment on the show, because I've listened a lot, and I do realize a lot of your listeners are not able to express themselves. They don't get a chance to speak on your program, sir. Your program is supposed to be what is on our minds, but we hear you all day. No offense. It is political. It is the machine.
Have you called before, DJ?
I don't believe so. Possibly years ago, but I don't believe so.
Well, I think you find if you are a more regular caller, that if you have something on your mind, you'll get a chance to say it here. So,
well, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
You bet. I hear you. That's how we roll here. Todd, do we let everybody express themselves on the program? Tell us what's on their mind? Give them an opportunity to do it? I mean, within reason, yeah. Obviously. Sometimes there's busy programs. You go through a few calls. But, no, we want to hear from you. The reason the show is called What's on Your Mind is for that very reason.
Not to mention the fact it's much more, I don't want to say entertaining, but engaging if you've got somebody with an opposing view than if every single person that calls, I agree with you, Scott. I agree with you. I agree with
100%
you.
100% agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. Doug and Towner, what's on your mind?
Well, I agree with you, Scott.
Let's cut him off. That's boring radio. Yeah.
No, I have a fairly similar story to what the previous caller was saying. I lost my wife, daughter, and her girlfriend in December 7th of 1987. They were on a icy road, well, slippery anyway, and the car went a little sideways. They were struck in the side. They died at the scene with broken collarbones because they were wearing their seatbelts, and it broke their collarbones, cut their jugulars, and they died on the scene. And,
tragic, you know, sad story. I would again argue that is minority rather than the majority.
Hang
on a second, I'll give you one. We're going to a break here. Just hang on. We'll let you finish on the other side. Don't go away, okay? More coming up on What's on Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen. Name of the show for a reason. 800-228-0551.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 424. 2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by a North Dakota family-owned company that's been around for 100 years, well over 100 years now, as a matter of fact. H.A. Thompson & Son started in 1908. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. And their link service contracts allow you to save money. Simple as that. Simple as that. Providing cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. They now maintain like 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains for their mechanical heating and cooling. It works. Call them at 223-3393, online at hatandsons.com. All right, well, Doug and Towner finish his comment, and we'll welcome our guest and get more of your comments on the seatbelt side of this equation related to getting to zero. Finding zero, I think this is a bold goal. Vision zero, zero fatalities, zero excuses. Highway Patrol officials, Department of Health, Department of Transportation joining us on What's on Your Mind Today. So, Doug, I didn't have time for you to finish your comment before the break, so you go ahead, sir.
Well, it's not that seat belts don't save some lives, and it's not that, you know, at the same time, they were killed wearing their seat belts, which I wasn't even going to call in, but when I, anyway, it just sparked bad memories. But, you know, like the other caller was saying, it is about freedom. And this idea of training us to where everything they say, that's what we need to do. It's against everything that this country was at one time. And that's that somebody in the government can tell us what we have to do. And the idea of zero death, I mean, that'd be great. It's also pie in the sky. And how many freedoms do we have to lose? How much security do we lose or do we... How much security do we gain by how much freedom we give up? Anyway, I got to go back to what I was doing, Scott.
What were you doing? It was probably much more interesting than what we get to do every day. Are you? What do you do for a living, Doug?
Oh, I'm retired. I'm masking off a 1970 Ford F-250 that I've been working on for 3.5 years.
See, now that's a project worth doing, by golly. That's awesome. I appreciate you, number one, sharing your story, because obviously it's a personal one, and I'm sorry for your loss. And again, like I told the previous caller, I just tell you, your voice is an important one. I'm asking this question for a reason. I want to know what North Dakotans think, and you did a nice job sharing it. So appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Scott. You have a good day.
Send us a photo of the finished product there. I'd love to see when you get done with that beauty, okay?
Yeah, another year.
Been there. I got a 64 Bel Air that my son and I have been having as a project since he was about 15. We've been working on that, and he's a senior in college now. So,
well, you know, LMC Parts has a lot of parts for you.
Yeah, I've seen a few boxes come in from LMC.
Yeah, we've
been there. Take care. Appreciate the call. Other calls that we'll get to you that are waiting in as we first introduce our guest today. Joining us from the North Dakota Highway Patrol is Lieutenant Michael Rourke. From the North Dakota Department of Transportation is Karen Monaghan. From the Department of Health, the Injury Prevention Director is Mandy Slag. And the Child Passenger Safety Director from the Department of Health is Don Meyer. Thank you all very much. Lieutenant, if I could start with you, a number of the callers today are responding to my question about the use of seatbelts and whether that should be mandatory versus secondary. So it's not a new debate, but it is one that I think is appropriate to come up again as part of the Vision Zero. From a law enforcement perspective, as one of the agencies that has to respond to these accidents, what do you want people to know about what mandatory seatbelts would do, knowing full well you have some people that believe it's removing their freedom?
Well, Scott, appreciate the question. From my experience, in law enforcement, I've came upon crashes, I've investigated crashes, and several of which seatbelts would save lives had all the occupants been wearing those. So, you know, I support saving lives. I support spreading the awareness of wearing seatbelts. It's important. Yeah.
And Karen, I'd like to ask you from the DOT's perspective, and I know all the Department of Health and Highway Patrol are all involved in this Vision Zero initiative, but talk about just the overall vision of what this is. What is Vision Zero, and is it realistic to think you get to zero?
Sure. Vision Zero is a multi-agency initiative with the goal to end motor vehicle fatalities on North Dakota roads. We do believe this is a reasonable goal because we know that 94% of crashes involve some form of preventable human behavior. So it won't be an easy goal, but it does take everybody working together, which is why we started this multi-agency initiative that includes the Health Department, the Highway Patrol, and the DOT as lead agencies, but also numerous private, local, and public sector partners. So it won't be just, you know, the state agencies involved. It's really, we're wanting the help of everybody to help us work toward this common goal.
And Mandy, as the Injury Prevention Director at the Department of Health, what are some of those preventable human behaviors that Karen's talking about?
Thank you for the question. Some preventable behaviors, I guess, would be, you know, as previously mentioned, wearing a seatbelt. That has been proven to, an intervention that has been proven to save lives.
Lieutenant Rourke, is there any stats that say the 35 states that have a mandatory seatbelt law have a improved fatality record from what we would have as one of the 15 that have it as a secondary offense?
So the data that I've reviewed shows that fatal crashes would go down. Absolutely.
All right. So just that change alone means, what's the number? What is our, Karen, would you have the stats for the fatalities the last number of years in North Dakota?
Sure. Actually, provisionally, and this is subject to change, but in 2017, we had 113 fatalities, and about 60% of those fatalities where seatbelts applied were unbelted at the time of the crash. Now, that's not a unusual statistic. We could look back 10, 15, 20 years, and that statistic remains unchanged. Historically, about two-thirds of individuals who die in motor vehicle crashes in North Dakota are unbelted at the time of the crash. And that's why we believe seatbelts are so important, because it is largely those who are unbelted who are dying in these crashes.
Nobody, for the most part anymore, would think of putting a child in a car without, at the appropriate age, a car seat, right? And so it seems a little bit that there's the parallel there. If you're going to put your child in, you're obviously going to put the child in a car seat. Why wouldn't you do the same with the seatbelt? But there is this, powerful argument, honestly, of the freedom of somebody to make their own choices, right or wrong. Don, I want to talk to you a little bit about the child passenger safety thing. Have we got that down pretty good now? And what do you say to the argument of saying, I was never in a car seat when I was a kid and I turned out okay, so what's the big deal? What do you say to that one?
Well, we are in a lot better place now with the child passenger safety law the way it is right now. As you probably know, in 2017, the law was upgraded to reflect better practice when it comes to restraining children. And now, as the law is right now, kids under the age of 18, it's a primary seatbelt law that they have to be restrained. And then children under 8 need to be either in a car seat or a booster seat, unless they're about 4'9", and then they can come out of it. And then part of the child passenger safety law is that they need to be using the car seat correctly as well.
And what led to that being what is, I guess, pretty much just seen as pretty obvious as something you need as we sit here in 2018 versus, the 70s or 80s when it was unheard of? Well, why? I mean, was that like the seatbelt stat you just used where 2017, rough numbers, 113 deaths, and 60% of them involved a seatbelt situation? So if you want to reduce the 113, you have more seatbelts and you reduce that number. Was it the same thing with car seats and kids?
Yes.
That's why we're where we are.
I would say too, Scott, this is Karen with the DOT, that from a fatality perspective, we don't see a lot of child deaths, and that's likely due to the fact that parents are very cognizant with transporting their children safely.
Yeah, makes sense. Let's take a couple of calls here from folks that have been waiting a while. Let's see. John at Bismarck, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
I just want to make a couple comments on that. If the life is so considered valuable in driving a vehicle, and if we can save 113 lives, what's happening when there's people smoking cigarettes and there's no law regulation to that? So why isn't that completely illegal to smoke or to drink? Or why do we have a drinking rate of 0.08 for a, that's just not a DUI unless .08. So why is it that way? Why do we have to regulate a seatbelt? And I don't know of any instance where I can think of where a seatbelt affects the way I drive or the decisions that I make when I'm driving. I think that's why an accident occurs, is because what we're cognitively doing when we're driving, it's not whether we're wearing a seatbelt or not. And if it's a big fight on a life, then we should try and get knowledge out there that you need to pay attention. These accidents become very serious very fast, even at a low rate of speed. And my second point would be that, I don't know. I just don't understand how you can say a seatbelt is going to stop a fatality rate and you're letting all these other things go.
Well, sort of apples and oranges, but I'm going to give that one to Karen because Lieutenant Rohr can't do anything about laws pertaining to smoking. What would you say to this point, Karen?
So thanks for the comments. I would say that, driving is a very regulated thing, regardless of the requirement of seatbelt use. It's not a right. It is a privilege bestowed upon, North Dakota drivers by the state of North Dakota. And there are rules and regulations that apply. I do not disagree that there are so many behaviors out there on the road that people should not be engaging in while they're driving. Driving is a very difficult task in reality, that people don't take seriously enough. But it is regulated. There are laws that prevent people or should prevent people from drinking while driving, from texting while driving.
And nobody argues with those. Good points, Karen. Thank you. And, John, thank you. More coming up with our guests.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust, live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
SecureEnergyFuture.org is a website I'd encourage you to take a look at. And there's a post up there about the history of clean coal in North Dakota. Or as our president says, clean, beautiful coal. Todd, maybe you can find the president saying that, and we can use that on the show, because he says it much better than I do. Clean, beautiful coal. Anyway, the history of clean coal in North Dakota is a neat little story that you'll find up there. Right now, and look, this is important for families, for businesses in North Dakota, Minnesota, now and into the future. And this is homegrown energy. This is power you can depend on. This is reliable, affordable energy. Those two things go hand in hand. Dependable, homegrown, coal-based electricity is how we get to affordable and reliable. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back with our guest talking about Vision Zero, zero fatalities, zero excuses. Karen, I want to talk a little bit about the strategy of all this, if you would, of Vision Zero. First of all, I think some people are going to say it's not realistic that we will not have any fatalities, so why set that as a goal? Because there's no possible way you cannot fail. What would you say to them?
I would say Vision Zero is a very lofty goal, but in our minds, every life matters. There's not one of us who would accept a fatality within their family or, you know, extended family or friends. None of us want to experience that. And that's why we feel that zero is the only acceptable goal. And we'll work very hard toward that goal, and that's why we need so many stakeholders to help us and support us in this effort. And I, you know, we talked a lot about policy change, and that's just one aspect of this Vision Zero strategy. There's actually many evidence-based strategies that we will hope to work toward. A lot of it being education and outreach, but education in and of itself does not work for everybody. Otherwise, we see 100% seatbelt use in this state because we've been educating about that for a long period of time. So in addition to education and outreach, there will be environmental strategies, which we've already discussed, which is the policy change. There will be engineering strategies. So working at the DOT and through the county transportation officials and city transportation officials to design safe roads for people. And in addition to that, there is enforcement, which is why the Highway Patrol is such a significant partner, as well as our county and city law enforcement agencies. And then lastly, but not least, is emergency medical services. So we want to work with our EMS partners to help them respond in a timely manner to these crashes that occur.
Texter asks, I don't know who's best to answer this. Go ahead and jump in, whoever would like to. How many of the human preventable deaths are because of drinking? Are you using statistics to skew your opinion?
I can speak to that. This is Karen with the DOT. So our data tells us that from an impaired driving perspective, about 40 to 50% annually of fatal crashes involve alcohol. And that statistic, while the percentage has decreased in more recent years, that too has remained largely unchanged. So alcohol use continues to be a significant factor in these fatal crashes. And those alcohol-related crashes are 100% preventable if people choose not to drive impaired.
Appreciate that. Let's see. I'm going to get to a couple of calls here as well from folks that have been waiting to weigh in. Steve in Mandan, what's on your mind? Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead with your comment. Yeah, I can. Loud and clear.
Okay,
go ahead.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. First of all, enjoy your show tremendously. Quality guests and incredible variety of topics.
You know, I
certainly have been on both sides of this, for the right and for not. But now that I'm retired, my comment is, thank God for grandkids. In my retirement, I pick them up from school and take them different places. And they will not ride with me without saying, Papa, make sure you buckle up. So I thank my grandkids, but I also thank our schools for what importance they're putting on some of these topics. Our kids are learning, and certainly future generations are going to be safer than many of us were as young parents in the 70s. Again, thank you for your show.
Great point, Steve. Thank you. Marilyn Bismarck, go ahead.
Enjoy your show. Actually, I listen to EW or Presence Radio, and I listen about the only thing I listen on KFIR is your show.
Well,
so I really appreciate you.
You're kind, but
and
there's a lot
I agree
of
with
there's
the, a lot. All the talk on the safety. You know, the buckling, the making the right judgments when you're driving, being attentive to your driving. But the one big thing that I haven't heard much about this morning, and it's very important. We drive like we're NASCAR drivers on the highway.
Let me see if
we drive too fast.
Yeah, I got it. Let me see if Lieutenant Michael Rourke from the Highway Patrol agrees with Marilyn and Bismarck. Do you, Lieutenant?
Yeah, I do. Speed can be attributed to a majority of the crashes. It's very important. Slow down. Drive accordingly with conditions on the roadway. Good comment.
Good catch, Marilyn. Thanks for the call. She wasn't done, but I already said goodbye because I went to Sean in Williston. Sean, do you have a quick comment?
Yeah, I do. First of all, I love your show, and I think that
seatbelts do save lives. I wear mine every day, whether I'm driving 2 blocks or 5 miles. I wear it all the time. But when I was 17, I was in a bad car accident, rolled my car 4 times, got ejected. Didn't have my seatbelt on, but if I would have, they said that I probably wouldn't have made it as the hood of the car was smashed down past the steering
wheel. I've heard that before. I'm going to talk to our guest off air and get an answer to that question, and we'll do that on the other side of the break. Other calls waiting. Thank you all. Lieutenant Rourke, Karen Monaghan, Mandy Slog, Don Meyer, great conversation.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Crete, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.